So there's the matter of our crimes. The remembrance of our misdoings is grievous to us. The burden of them is intolerable. Lies whispered of friends' indiscretions, instances of envy, when we hate the people we love, peccadilloes, filched office supplies, inflated expense accounts, violent obsessions of all kinds, reckless speeding, a fender bender whose scene we left, the belt from Macy's we slipped into our own belt loops. They're the easiest thing to take. A copy of Montaigne, 19th century edition, never returned to the library. A kiss stolen from someone else's lover. A night out of state upon a tanned mattress, when the energy of adultery seemed so persuasive that we concealed from ourselves all memory of our spouses. Gifts never sent. Allegiances never acknowledged. Inexplicable cruelties to people with bad luck. Inexplicable cruelties to friends. The waiter we upbraided that time. We cheated at cards. We cheated at tennis. We cheated at backgammon or at chess or at some board game of our childhood. We tripped that guy in the backfield and then waltzed in for the goal. We took things for granted, took privileges for rights. We demanded things in no way due us. And then, with some of us, there are worse crimes. Crimes unspeakable. Like robbery, battery, or rape. We fell into coercion, or abuse, or full-scale embezzlement, or even murder. The murder of innocence, perhaps. We committed crimes of rage so that afterward we couldn't sleep, couldn't forget, couldn't think straight, and whispered to ourselves, revisiting these instances of our transgression. There's the matter of our crimes.
Sometimes when you look at all this stuff, all this suffering, all this heartache, all this struggle, it's hard to figure out how to say anything at all about it. I mean, for example, the only thing that could illustrate what Wednesday was like for me was the view out Amy's window. She lives in Prospect Heights, and so on a clear day with lots of see all the way to Lower Manhattan, where there used to be two towers. There's the matter of our crimes.